This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is acceptance. Acceptance, I would call it a core issue of mine because it's a place where I always have room to grow. As a young girl, I sought acceptance, and as an adult, sometimes I can struggle to practice it. And sometimes God can teach us lessons in the oddest ways and when we least expect it. So several years ago, I was at my son's basketball banquet, and the child who walks away with the highest honor of the evening, I would least expect him to win this honor. He was slightly overweight. He was not athletic. He did play second string, but as the coach would describe it, he played his heart out in every practice and every game. He lifted his teammates, and in turn, they respected him, and he walks away with the highest honor of the evening. This young man inspired me, but he also taught me, because also going on at that time for me was that the U.S. economy, we were going through the Great Recession and nearly in the tank. And as a small business owner, I thought my business would soon be in the tank too. And I just resisted every moment during this period. This young man showed me what is possible when we embrace our circumstances. And so today I know that when I embrace this moment, before I can even think about it, God has the next. The scripture today is 2 Corinthians 12:8-9. Three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, "My gracious favor is all you need." Tune in tomorrow when we discuss the two ways God pursues us. Share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired. Finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.